Thursday, September 7th, 10 a.m. in room 318. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Did everybody have a chance to review them? Any comments or questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion for approval? Having a motion and a second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number two, old business, project update, Ms. Payne. Information for
The first is adding a group project for bridge culvert and small structure preservation. These are many bridge third-deck overlay projects on I-69 in Vandenberg and Morris County, and also one additional third-deck overlay on State Road 57 there, you see over Schlenster Disc. As you can see, there are lots of individual projects within this group projects. We're adding for PD in fiscal 18 and construction in fiscal 19. PD costs $2.173 million. You see the split there between the next two PD and the CP project funding, as well as the state match on PD. Construction, $8.248 million. Again, NHPT, federal SCP, and the state matching fees on that. Those are 90-10 on the interstate, the I-69 projects, and 80-20 on the state route project on the state route 57. There are no questions on that. The next amendment, or modification, I'm sorry, is August 29th, and that was to add for the Lord Green River Road project in the city of Henderson, for Vengate Road, Osage Drive, the sidewalk project. They are adding PE in fiscal 2018. PE costs $87,500, and that is federal transportation alternative program fund, and a 20% rate. For information, I don't get people.
Great. I'm for any other business.
Is there anybody here from the state?
No.
We discussed revising the three bridges on the expressway west of St. Joe. I think they should leave the traffic problems and the missed number of traffic. If they're going to replace the bridge while they're doing it, they might as well make them all three lanes instead of the two lanes that they are now. So I miss the traffic. It's horrible. We're at Rosenberg right ahead of those three bridges. And every time we have a wreck, it ties up the whole west side.
Yeah, and that's something that we ongoing will work with those, but also, as you guys know, and obviously talk about this, we need to get a lot of work. We have a joint project ongoing right now with the corridor schedule that will also identify potential relief or congestion in mobility, right? So we're always going to be looking at that.
Well, good. I wish you'd also consideration right now as things have changed with the L&M, and they're running unit trains. The old trains, and they're well over 100 cars, and they tie up many traffic there at 662 West Side. Thank you.
Anybody else? Not there. A motion for adjournment.